Great to be joined by 27th District Senator Wayne Wallingford from Cape Girardeau now, and the session pretty new here, and you've got really some big jobs. You're on some committees that do a whole lot of work, and I know you've been working on appropriations a lot this past week, Wayne.
Yes, you know, committees can't meet if the Senate's in session, so we haven't been in session more than a half hour or an hour so that the Appropriations Committee can meet, because now we're starting to take testimony from the different departments, and we've already heard from Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, Department of Higher Education, the Department of Corrections. So the books that we get from them are probably 2 to 3 inches thick, and there's two of them for each department, and so it takes a lot of time to go through that and find out what their needs are and what we need to appropriate to make sure that Missouri is meeting the needs of all of our citizens.
It doesn't sound like very exciting reading either.
Well, for most people, it's probably not. But since I have been involved in investments all of my life, starting in high school, reading annual reports, it's kind of interesting to me, but I know my wife said that she would fall asleep at the first page.
Very good. Well, you're the Assistant Majority Floor Leader, and what have you done in that role so far during this legislative session?
Well, nothing yet, because, again, we haven't been meeting very long, but once bills, and we just turned in bills this week, so probably next week we can start hearing some of them on the Senate floor. Once that happens, then the job of the Majority Floor Leader and the Assistant Majority Floor Leader gets busier, because you're going to decide what bills are going to get heard, how long they're going to get heard, when the Senate's going to break to go to committee meetings, when we're going to come back to continue hearing bills, how much time we'll spend on each bill before we say, let's put it on the informal calendar and you need to work on it some more with the people that seem to have some issues with it. So it's going to probably start next week doing that.
Mm-hmm. There's a shortfall in Missouri revenue of about $500 million due to an error made in the mechanism that figures out how much taxes that each person in Missouri needs to remit to the state. And that error was found, and so now Missourians will they'll have to pay, I guess you could say they'll have to pay more taxes, but really they'll have to pay what was originally intended to be the appropriate amount of taxes, but perhaps more than they expected this year. How did that happen?
Well, that error had apparently been found by the Department of Revenue, and had been in there for the last 15 years, surprisingly. However, it didn't really affect us too much until the federal tax cut came into place, and that's when it was found. And when it was found, we corrected that. So I just want people to know, as you mentioned, no one's going to be paying more taxes at all. It's just that what should have been withheld wasn't. And so now maybe instead of getting a refund, you might have to send some money in. And again, it's not a tax increase. If they would have been held appropriately, you would have got your refund, or maybe owed a little bit. But it sounds like it's going to be a small amount. I don't want anyone to get too excited and think they're going to have to go out and get a mortgage on their home or something. But it sounds like might run between $50 and $100. So it's not going to be a huge amount. But yet, if you're expecting to not owe anything or getting a small refund, of course, that'll be a little bit of a surprise.
It's another issue that I know you've been paying attention to are the prison systems, and it looked as if we were going to maybe have to even build more in Missouri, but in fact, that's not going to be the case now.
That is wonderful news. Yeah, it looked like the way our prison population had been growing, that we'd have to spend about $500,000 on two new prisons, but Half a billion.
Yeah,
a half a billion. And so looking at the prison population, we found out the Missouri prisoners were there because of parole violations. And looking at those parole violations, we found that half of those violations were merely technical in nature. So as everyone knows, prisons are expensive and really meant for holding dangerous criminals, but they were being used as a first resort to treat drug addiction and mental health problems. And that's not where drug addiction, people with drug addiction or people with mental health issues need to be, because they're not going to get the proper treatment. So last year, in 2018, we passed some reforms into law, and one of those was treating people with drug or mental health issues should be treated in community-based programs instead of prison. So because of that, our prison population is falling, so we're going to get to close a prison, which is a lot better than spending money to open one. So we're also going to be operating pilot programs in Boone, Butler, and Buchanan counties to divert people with drug and mental health issues away from prison and into community-based treatment programs, because that's going to be a lot cheaper. And also, that's going to save taxpayer dollars, expand access to drug and mental health treatment, reduce recidivism, make Missouri safer, and most importantly, improve the lives of those people with drug issues or mental health problems. So hopefully we'll see our prison population continue to decline and those remaining facilities can return to the exclusive purpose to keep dangerous offenders out of our communities.
Well, I suppose it's appropriate with this being one of the largest gambling weekends ever in the Super Bowl weekend. You guys are looking at whether or not to make sports betting legal in Missouri. And I know you're on a committee that does look at gaming. What's the latest on that?
Well, we just heard a bill in Ways and Means on expanding, Small Business, on expanding gaming in Missouri. I think there's about 17 other states or so that have that. So this bill would allow sports gaming, and that money then would be used to help out schools, and some of it would go to the Veterans Commission, and some of it would go to general revenue. So we just heard it. It hasn't been voted out of committee yet. But when it does, then it'll be heard on the Senate floor, and then everyone will get to expand on that if Missouri should be a state that goes into sports gaming, which seems to be pretty popular around some of the other states.
Where do you stand on that issue, Wayne?
Well, you know, we already have gaming in Missouri, you know, not sports gaming, and I think it's just an expansion of that, so I'm open to it.
Yeah.
If, you know, it would only be in our existing 13 facilities that would do it, so you're not going to see it in some convenience store or some grocery store. So our 13 gaming facilities are already doing gaming, so this just expands that they can do a little bit more. So yeah. I don't necessarily have an issue with it myself.
Yeah, and then that's under the current bill, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, sometimes from time to time you get a nod from different groups, and I guess the Missouri Times recently named you among the best of the legislators, huh?
Yes, I was really excited to see the Missouri Times magazine come out and open it up and found out I was one of the best of the legislature for 2018. I think they based that on a couple things that I had a couple bills, my heavy bills that were passed last year. One was raise the age to 18, and now Missouri joined the other 49 states that have that. And that will help our youth, save taxpayer dollars, and get our youth the proper treatment that they need. And they don't go to prisons, and hence not expand the prison population. And the other bill was the 911 bill that, of course, has to do with safety in the state of Missouri, to expand the 911 system so that everyone in Missouri has access to 911 instead of being in an area where you don't get that reception. So I think those were probably two key issues that maybe allowed me to be considered and nominated for best of the legislature for 2018.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You betcha. Wayne, thanks for your time. We always appreciate it every week, and we look forward to doing it again.
Okay, looking forward to talking to you again, Chad. You take care. Have a good weekend.
You too. Wayne Walling, for 27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau, joining us on this legislative interview right here on Regional Radio.